From NPR News, it's Day to Day. China's stock market plummeted nearly 9% today. That's the biggest drop in more than a decade for the Shanghai Composite Index. And the retreat has sparked a global sell-off that's hammering the New York Stock Exchange. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon is here. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Luke.
So this has caused a really big case of the jitters for investors. I don't know why. I mean, China, it's such a small country. Why would that have a global impact? What's behind all this?
Well, when a benchmark stock index plunges in value by more than $100 billion, that is a big plunge. And this is a testament to just how important the Chinese economy and the financial system there have become to the rest of the world. China sneezes, and there's a threat that everybody else is going to catch a cold. What triggered this big sell-off in China today was the fear that the government there is about to crack down on investments made with borrowed money. Over the past year, China's stock market doubled in value, and analysts believe much of those gains came from people who made investments using borrowed money. You remember the dot-com euphoria on the stock market here in the late 90s? Well, Chinese stock prices have been soaring for the past couple of years, and that's attracted a lot of people into the Chinese stock market over there.
Now, you know, stocks have actually been doing fairly well here. Is this a big enough deal, a big enough sneeze to trigger a bull market here?
Well, first of all, you have to wonder if this is going to continue in China. It's anybody's guess whether it stops with today's big drop or whether the Chinese markets have reached their peak, or who knows, they might even head back up again. We spoke to Jeff Dyer. He's a Financial Times reporter based in Shanghai, and asked him what might be next.
That's very hard to say. I mean, it's possible that the market will continue to fall for another couple of days. There is a big political congress in Beijing next week called the National People's Congress, which is essentially the Chinese legislature. And a lot of investors are worried that officials will use this as a platform to try and talk down the market.
Now, over here, there's concern that this could trigger some worries here and end this four-year run that we've had by the bulls on Wall Street. Might be the time that people start dumping equities. There's been growing anxiety about a pullback on Wall Street, so this could cause some concern.
It sounds like there's sort of some mixed signals out there. Does this at least mean the markets are going to be a lot more volatile?
Yeah, exactly right. Fasten your seatbelts. Things are going to get bumpy on Wall Street.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.